HEFRA International is a global nonprofit that is working to end hunger and poverty in a sustainable way. HEFRA helps empower millions of families through gifts of livestock, seeds, and trees, and extensive training. Local cafe owners James and Catherine George have been donating to HEFRA International for 3 years. James says the idea for the project came to them while away on vacation, and he said they thought it would be a great way to bring in more business and donate during the slow winter months.
3 years ago, we were in Seattle, and I was watching the local news, and it was showing this restaurant in downtown Seattle, and their sales were really slow, and they thought of a way to come up with extra business is they started a pay-what-you-can night, and we thought that was a really good idea. And when we got home, we thought about that, and we've also wanted to do fundraisers, so we figured why not just join the two together and do a pay-what-you-can, and all the money that we take in, we donate to HEFRA International.
James said he did research on different organizations and liked what HEFRA stood for. He says they are working to raise $5,000 this winter for the donation of an ark.
Instead of taking like a bag of rice or a bag of beans and sending it to a village and say, you know, here, feed yourself for a couple weeks, it's done through animals. And, you know, it's what we purchase is called an ark. And they have two of all these different animals. And it's always a male and a female. And they will send like a pair of cows to this village. And they don't just send them the cows. They will go there and train them, teach them how to take with the cows. They can make, you know, milk, butter. They'll teach them how to make butter, how to make cheese, how to make different products while they're still using the animals like to work their fields. They're making products to sell in the village and eventually become self-sufficient. And where they're sent in pairs, they'll always be offspring. And to be part of the program, they have to be part of what they call the pass on the gift. When their animals start having offspring, they have to take those and give them to someone else in their village. Then eventually everyone will be having, you know, everyone will be making their own food, everyone will become self-sufficient.
James says the community is a big part of why the HEFRA project has done so well.
The support is absolutely phenomenal. We actually have some people will come in and say, oh, I'm busy Monday night and I can't make it, but can I just make a donation for that night even though I'm not coming in to eat? I mean, that's actually happened quite a few times.
This is only the fourth week of the project, but James says they've already raised $1,500, making this one of the best years so far they've had for donations. Catherine says that she's noticed that people come and give what they can because they realize it all adds up.
If somebody only has $2, they only have $2, but they seem to realize that when they're all together, it adds up. Like maybe they couldn't afford to buy an ark, but every week 40-some people coming to Zach's having dinner for 12 weeks, it adds up to an ark.
James and Catherine say they plan to continue doing donation projects like Pay What You Can. They said if it's not raised for HEFRA International, it will be for another organization that they see fit.
We might change the nonprofit organization that we're raising money for, but it's something that we want to do every year. It's kind of had some fun to the job, actually. It's just nice to get in during the winter, and there's not a lot to do. You can, you know, you get 30, 40, 50 people together, and everyone just has fun while we're doing it.
Zach's Cafe is planning a prize drawing for Pay What You Can participants that will be drawn when the Pay What You Can meals are finished. This Monday, March 14th, the Pay What You Can meal is hamburgers and fries, and all money raised will go towards HEFRA International. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.